Welcome to the GP Pharmacy Club Pod, episode 11. In this week's discussion, we're looking at posts that we put out on the website for the week ending the 8th of June 2024. We didn't submit a post on Friday, so our post for Friday was delayed until Sunday. There were just two posts that we think were of interest that we posted this past week. The first one is to do with familial hypercholesterolemia in primary care. We know this is something that a lot of pharmacists are getting involved with because it relates to a certain cohort of patients who have either homozygous or heterozygous familial hypercholesterolemia. This is something that you come across in primary care, and it's important that these patients are treated accordingly. They're treated appropriately to ensure that they get the best outcomes. But it's also important not just for them, but for their families as well. So in our post, we present some key pointers about clinical evaluation, looking at family history, the personal medical history of the patient in front of you, as well as the physical examinations that you might need to undertake. They are relatively simple. They involve looking for tendons and thomas, for corneal arcus, and for eyelid xanthelasma, which is a type of tendon xanthoma anyway. We also highlight that before you diagnose familial hypercholesterolemia, or FH as we'll call it, it's essential that you rule out secondary causes of elevated cholesterol. And this may be related to diabetes mellitus, to hypothyroidism, liver diseases, nephrotic syndrome, and some medications. We consider genetic testing where you have strong suspicion that this is the case. We also talk about the risk assessment tools that you would use for FH, including the Simon Broom criteria, the Dutch Lipid Network score, and the Welsh Lipid score, which is a modification of the Dutch Lipid Clinic Network score. We cover management of FH in terms of lifestyle modifications, the pharmacological treatment, and why or when you should refer to specialists. We mention a bit about follow-up and family screening. And for those who are a bit more visual and appreciate visual aids, we also provide a visual aid chart that you can use, sort of like a flow chart that you can use when you are undertaking this. So we provide a link to the CKS that covers this, and you can get further details on that. So we hope you enjoy this one. The second article that we've covered this week is just for those who like a bit of humor and a bit of drama. We just posted a second episode of Mr. Pillsworth and Dr. Needles. Some of our subscribers enjoyed this last week, so we thought we should just do a follow-up episode. Let us know what you think about Mr. Pillsworth and Dr. Needles, and give us any ideas about where you'd like to see them go next. That's it for this week. I look forward to talking to you again next week.